sow. God knows how our neighbor managed to breed his great sow. Whatever his shrewd secret, he kept it hid in the same way he kept the sow, impounded from public stare, prize ribbon, and pig show. But one dusk our questions commended us to a tour through his lantern-lit maze of barns to the lintel of the sunk sty door to gape at it. Behold, no rose and larkspurred china suckling with a penny slot for thrifty children, nor dolt pig ripe for heckling about to be glorified for prime flesh and golden crackling in a parsley halo, nor even one of the common barnyard sows, mire smirched, blowsy, munching thistle and knotweed on her snout cruise, bloke ton of milk on the move, edged by a litter of feet-foot ninnies, shrilling her hulk to halt for a swig at the pink tits. No, this vast, brobdingnag bulk of a sow lounged belly-bedded on that black compost, fat rutted eyes dream-filmed. What a vision of ancient hoghood must thus wholly engross the great grandam. Our marvel blazoned a night in glittering guise, unhorsed and shredded in the grove of combat by a grisly bristled boar, fabulous enough to straddle that sow's heat. But our farmer whistled, then with a jocular fist thwacked the barrel nape, and the green copse castled pig hove, letting legend like dried mud drop, slowly grunt on grunt, up in the flickering light to shape a monument, prodigious in gluttonies as that hog whose want made lean lent of kitchen slops, and, stomaching no constraint, proceeded to swill the seven-troughed seas and every earth-quaking continent.